Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Jolene Smith. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Levon.
First, we want to talk about Relay for Life coming up next week, the 19th. But some people need to think ahead a little bit about one of your projects. And so it involves cake.
Yes. we're having a matching funds, the Royal Neighbors. Hy-Vee has donated 20 angel food cakes that need to be decorated for Friday the 19th for Relay for Life. You can pick these cakes up at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Conference Room 2 between 5 and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 17th, and then bring the decorated cakes to the education tent at Relay for Life on Friday, June 19th, between 5 and 6.
Okay, those times are the same. I think that's helpful. Pick up between 5 and 6 on Wednesday. Deliver between 5 and 6 on Friday.
Yeah, it's not okay. Too hard to forget.
So there are these naked cakes.
Yes. Need a little decoration on them.
But, you know, somebody said, well, why don't you do one? I go, I don't decorate cakes. That's not on my list. But maybe you don't have to be a certified cake decorator to do this.
That's not on my list either. I said my idea of angel food cake is with strawberries or blueberries. So it has to be somebody a little more creative here. But there's a lot of creative people out there that do decorate cakes.
And then when they're there at the education tent, it's a silent auction, right?
Yes.
I mean, now you can take home a cake.
Yes, we will put the cakes out, and each one will have a number and a sheet by it, and you put your bid on whichever one you would like to take home as a treat. And we will also have a jar there. You can bid on your favorite cake. Each dollar put in will be one vote, and whoever gets the most votes will get a gift.
Okay, and this is all a project of Royal Neighbors of Atlantic, our local group here. Mm-hmm. And I think, Jolene, that you've helped people know a little more about that. And if they're still going, what's Royal Neighbors? Give me like two sentences. What's Royal Neighbors?
It's a fraternal insurance company that was started in Council Bluffs, Iowa, 120 years ago. We have had a local chapter for 118, I think. And we just do things for the community.
Big. I mean, it counts up. Sometimes I just can't believe, Jolene, all the things that this group has done here. And you don't have to buy insurance to be a member of the group.
No, you don't. You can come and join us. We make pillowcases. We do greeting cards. We weed flower beds. Anything you would like to do, and we'll even do a new project if you have something going on.
All right. So Jolene's a good person to know because she has lots of resources at her fingertips. And we'll come back and remind people about the cakes. But I want to go back to, you said you make pillowcases. No, you collect fabric for pillowcases. And they are made into pillowcases.
Yes.
Tell me a little more about that project.
Okay. We have a lady in Tucson, Arizona that had a son in the Marines, and she wanted to send him something, so she sent him peach muffins. Well, you know the mail service. By the time they got there, they were moldy. So she had to think of something that would not spoil, so she got onto pillowcases, and she sent a pillowcase to him, and all his buddies wanted one. So this has branched out into any ship. Not necessarily Marines. We've sent to Army. We've sent to Fort Hood in Texas. We've sent to a lot of different ones in the United States, but it's just something from home. It's just a simple little pillowcase that we make up, and she sends you the material for the postage page. If you pay her the postage, she will send you a great big box of material. I just got two yesterday, and a lot of nice material in it. And we get together and make pillowcases.
Okay. So you, at this point, you are getting the fabric from somewhere else. But let's say there's somebody that's listening that has a stash of fabric. So it's time to clean this out. Would you take some fabric locally?
We would take any fabric you have as long as it's a cotton blend. It can't be anything that isn't washable, because I have to wash all this before we make them into pillowcases. It has to be cotton.
Plus the recipient, the soldier, the sailor, yes. Whoever. I'm thinking that the washing facilities are not something that uses tender care.
No, they don't.
So they have to be well made and easy to take care of. But it really interesting idea. You know, you have to give her kudos for thinking that up. And I understand, as you say, all of his buddies wanted one. You'd think, why a pillowcase?
It's just something from home, reminds them of something from home, and to think that somebody sat down and handmade it and sent it to him. And I've got 30 ready to send right now, and I always say candy, whatever I can get in the corners of these boxes, because you send it priority mail, and it's, you can get as much in it as you can. Sometimes my square box is round.
Well, good. I'm sure that's just a real big treat when they get these. Mm-hmm. And we'll mention this again, but Jolene, if somebody has fabric, wants to help with any of these projects, wants to be a member of Royal Neighbors, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can call me at 243-4989. If I'm not home, leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Okay, and we'll mention that again. Mm-hmm. There's another project that I want to talk about too. And again, it's doing something, well, Royal Neighbors do things for other people. Greeting cards. What about greeting cards?
We're getting together this afternoon, and we're making greeting cards that we send to Operation Gratitude in California. And we write a little message. We hand make all these cards and write a little message in them, and then they distribute them for us to the troops.
It's just amazing to me, all of the organization. But, you know, you just have to do a part of it, and then it goes on to the next.
Yes.
Operation.
Yeah.
And it gets to the troops. Really wonderful. And you're not putting much money into some of those, but time.
Yes, it's time. I had a lady that is cleaning out her mother's house, and she has given me a great big sack of greeting cards. So we are going to take them apart and remake them tonight, this afternoon. Instead of stamping everything, we're going to start remaking some of the greeting cards.
I've received some cards like that, and it's always fun to see how people put them together. Yeah. So, and somebody say, well, I'm not very artistic. Well, this way,
You don't have to be.
Yeah, you can just put something together that looks good to you. Okay, and then I want to have you mention the Nation of Neighbors, because listen up, folks, this might be an opportunity for you.
We have the Nation of Neighbors coming up. The applications have to be in by July 15th, and it's anyone that has a project where they are helping others or need, we have helped Bethany Camp in Exira get bunk beds and equipment for their kitchen. We helped a lady last year that's making quilts so that she could buy material for the quilts. We have helped the Crisis Center. There's many places in town that we have helped. So if anyone's interested in that, they can call me and we can fill out an application for that.
So if your group or you, I guess personally, have a project that's helping somebody else, you might want to contact Jolene and say, I have this project, because you can get up to $500?
The lowest is $500, and I don't know what the highest is.
Wow.
I've heard $2,000.
Okay, so if this is a project, take $20, well, don't call Jolene.
No.
But if you need $500 or more, you think about it. This is a wonderful opportunity, and I know we have lots of groups and lots of people who do things for others.
Yes, we've even put in the flower beds out at Shelburgs, the butterfly gardens out there with this money.
So I know I didn't ask you to bring with you, but the Royal Neighbors have brought lots of money to Atlantic and Cass County. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, would you say?
I know it's over 10 right now.
So you're doing things for other people, but you're, you know, that's rolling that money over. Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful organization. I know you're not really big, but you do so many great things, Jolene. And again, give us your phone number.
My phone number is 243-4989.
And that's Jolene Smith, and she heads up the Royal Neighbors of America. The Atlantic chapter is 1373. Probably don't need to remember that number to apply. Just remember Jolene and Royal Neighbors. A group that works with lots of different ages on lots of different projects. And your current project, coming right up, is decorating cakes. So let's kind of review again where people pick up the cakes, where they deliver them, and what they need to do.
Okay, you need to pick up the cake Wednesday, June 17th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Conference Room 2 between 5 and 6. Bring your cake to the education tent decorated at Relay for Life Friday, June 19th between 5 and 6. And we will do the rest.
And, of course, I don't know that we mentioned, but you're doing this and then matching the nuts. Not only the money that people put in at the auction, You're going to match. Royal Neighbors is going to match. Mm-hmm. So it just doubles the money that comes
in. If the bids and the voting is 300, then Royal Neighbors donates 300, so it ends up 600.
Great, so and that's all doubled. Going to Relay for Life.
All goes to Relay.
Yes. We want to thank you very much, Jolene Smith, mm-hmm. for all of the things you do, along with all the people you get together to do those things, and for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you, LaVon, for having me.
Till next time, do unto others.